Access. Launch. Launch park.
Morning crossfire.
Launch break. Launch break.
It's still breakfast.
Launch.
It's still breakfast. I mean, it's still, we're still in the morning.
What was the first thing you said when we, before the mic was on, did you say launch? That's what I heard. That was...
What's your problem this morning, for God's sake?
Good morning, Lagos. What's up? How we doing, man? We're here again for Radio Unusual. Radio that's not regular. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you can decide to call it Radio for Real Conversations with Real People.
That's right.
Real life experiences, real life stories. And you'll be absolutely correct. It is only the radio station that brings to you the dynamic duo that I also, you know, legally married. And someone called yesterday and said, I said, were you trying to toast my babe or what? You know, you're asking, are you guys legally married? Are you the court? Do you work for Ikoyi court or what? What's going on here? Anyway, someone sent a message yesterday and that was a clever doubt. Yes, we are. And by the way, it's 8 minutes past the hour of 10 and we are here again this morning.
That's right.
The feeling is way better than what it was on Monday.
It was. I mean, it is.
Yeah.
Wait, what feeling are you talking about?
I mean, the entire feel of the environmental experience.
The atmosphere.
The atmospheric condition of Lagos. Especially on the roads.
Yeah.
From our personal experience.
That's right. Also, the weather, I don't think it's... I don't think it's so hot this morning.
Yeah.
It has been hot. I think that March is one of the most hot... We get the hot season. Yeah, the hot season during March, I think. If I'm wrong, please correct me.
No, absolutely. I mean, it's...
Yeah, it has been hot, but today does not seem so hot. I don't know if the experience is just for me, but...
maybe the AC in the vehicle works properly.
That, but...
I don't know, because sometimes you might be thinking everywhere's hot. Meanwhile, it could just be the car's AC not functioning properly.
Yeah. That could be it. But what's up, Lagos? How are you doing this morning?
Uh-huh.
I hope you are doing great. And I really do hope that you woke up on the bright side. Welcome, welcome to What's Up, Lagos. With the Techers, I am Andrea Oduobi Teke.
And I'm Collins.
Are we going to sleep here?
You can say take care.
All right, take care.
Yes, indeed. Mm-hmm. And we welcome you to this morning's episode of What's Up Lagos. And as a Wednesday, we talk technology every Wednesday with a time at 10 minutes past the hour 10. We bid you welcome officially to the show.
That's right. Wednesdays are for Techie Talk. And you know how we do on Techie Talk? We talk everything technology. Everything technology. Today is no exception. We have a very interesting conversation that we'll be having today. And somehow I think that because of the pandemic, or, you know, this particular issue I want to share today or want to talk about today, I think that it's an uprise because, basically because of the pandemic. You know, there's being less... one-on-one contact,
okay.
Right?
And so we have a contactless experience.
Yeah,
you know, more and more activities and businesses are going contactless.
That's right, and that will mean that there will be more
reliance on
AI, which is artificial intelligence. Right.
That's right.
So yeah, that's our topic today. We want to talk about the rise of artificial intelligence.
Yes, we'll talk about that and how that affects us. Some people are scared that, you know,
AI is going to...
Yes, indeed. Some people will lose their jobs. But, you know, some people also have questions like, is artificial intelligence going to steal, make us jobless? Will it replace, is man being replaced by machines?
Yeah.
And all that. So we try to see how this, what experts have said and what exactly this is all about and where it is now. And we project into the future and see how fast or how closely we are going to have, or how much of artificial intelligence is already in our lives right now.
Yeah.
How much of it would be available or would be, you know, in use in the nearest future. We'll talk about that on the show today.
That's right. By the way, Collins is looking so...
I'm looking so...
You're looking... I don't know. I don't know.
You're looking sweeter. You know.
Can I toast you? Can we start all over again?
Man, it's good. There's no crime for someone to like to be toasted. You know. When last were you toasted by a woman?
Hot this morning.
Great. All right. Thank you.
I said it earlier, yeah, but I just want to say it again, and I want the whole of Lagos to stream. You guys go stream and check out how Carlos is looking this morning.
Yes, and sure, you check out how she's looking. She's always looking sweet, you know. Some of us, once in a while, look hot. Your hotness is inbuilt. You know, it's inbuilt.
If you say so.
You know, mobile phones, you have inbuilt. There was a time where batteries were removable in phones. I don't think phones have the such batteries these days.
I don't think so.
But people will steal battery, I change battery. All those, those guys, you know, you drop your phone and you realize that your battery used to be Nokia, now it's not Nuclear.
Right. That reminds me of a particular story I remember back then in school, this friend of ours, he wanted to get a phone. So he went to Alaba, the very popular Alaba, to get a phone. And, you know, he was one of those very expensive phone at a time. And he came back to class and he was like, he's gotten this phone. His phone is so good. They tested in front of him. The phone is amazing. It was working fine. Yeah. And then he got to the school. He went to the class because he bought it from when he was coming to school. Okay. He felt like, okay, let me, when I come to class, I'm going to impress people. I'm going to, you know, make them feel like, yo, I'm the big boy in town. And when he was checking the phone wasn't coming on. He was like, what's going on? Only for him to open the battery.
Yeah.
Guess what was there?
What?
The phone was stuffed with fufu.
Wow.
Yeah. Rotten fufu.
That was not what he bought. They changed it for him.
It was stuffed with rotten fufu. I was like, wow. We could see the disappointment in his face. He was almost in tears.
I mean, buying gadgets, you know, it's a big It's, you need skills to know when to buy the right gadget. A lot of fakeness around. And there are a lot of schemes that go on in the market. So places where people sell stuff. Right? And this is not calling people out. It's something that's been on for a long time. Even Bend Down Select. You bend down and select. Some people will go to Akube and want to buy stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, they'll just change nylon for you. We've seen all these things. Some of them have emerged in the social media space.
That's true.
And it's happening all around. I remember one time I had an experience like that. They gave me two left. I didn't realize that the shoe, there was no right. It was left. Wow. Both of the two sides were left. So they kept on showing one. So when they brought it, they brought the two together and they put it and then, you know, packaged it for me. I went home. It was two left.
Wow.
And I went back to the place.
Did you take it back?
To where? Take it back to where? To the open market. Yeah, that's why you should be careful. When you hear two naira.
50-50.
Everybody go. When you hear that, watch well. I'm just saying. All right, guys. 15 minutes past 10.
Just tell us how you're feeling this morning. That's like the most important right now.
Yep.
Tell us how you're feeling. What's going on?
What's going on the streets? It seems the government has been listening to us. Someone, I don't say the government because everyone listens. They have been listening. We hear reports that Ado Road has been free the past two mornings.
Yes.
And that the tippers we talked about are no longer obstructing the road. I don't know if that's true right now as we speak. Mm-hmm. If it's true, let us know. And that would mean that whether it's us they heard it from, but we're sure that we spoke about it. And
it looks like something has been done.
Aha. So that's what's most important. So what is it that's going on in your neighborhood that you'd like to let us know?
Mm-hmm. Right? That's right. What is going on? I think I'm still speechless. Like, right. I think I'm still very much speechless.
By the stunningness of my look.
I've
worn this jacket before now.
I said it before that anytime you put on this particular jacket.
You say it differently.
You just become so, you know.
So dark chocolate hot.
Yes, oh my God. Let's leave it there. We get talking and, you know.
So let's give out the phone line. So those who like to call and give us reports.
That's right.
Before we get into our techie talk.
Do call us 0700-993-993-993. Or you can send a WhatsApp message. 0809-597-5805. Okay. And if you're a woman, feel free to call us on 01465-7190. Hello? Oh, wow. Hello?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Family Grace.
I can hear that.
Just alive.
Just alive.
Mr. Collins, how are you doing?
We're fine, though. How are you?
Take care.
Yes, sir.
Double
this
take care.
Philip calling from Mianabadi area.
Okay.
Ababuru.
Okay. Philip.
Yeah, our is very calm. Abeson is fine.
Okay.
Just that our road, this link road, I would have aired out Yanabaja.
Mm.
Okay. That road is in a bad shape, very, very bad shape.
Wow.
Oh.
We just hope that God, the Lagos State will help us to do that road. That road would have aired so many houses.
Mm.
That link to Akwele, Kale, Abulegba, and the rest of that road.
Okay.
That Aboru link road is in a bad shape. You recovered is bad before at any time.
I'm sure they're listening, and we're hoping that something's going to be done. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
You guys are doing great.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
Facebook. You are looking very great and sweet. I wanted to call. I've been trying to call you.
Okay.
I'm not even shaking the check for me.
We're shaking.
Oh my!
I always love calling, but it's always hard for me to get through.
But we're glad you got through this time.
Got through today. It's a special day for you. Go and be productive.
I'm very, very grateful. I'm happy.
Yeah.
Right.
Thank you so much.
Cheers to life.
Absolutely.
Right. Let's move on.
No, that saying is chest alive, guys. Some people say share the rice. Share the rice. Even if it's share the rice, man, it's all good.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
Woo! Yes. What's up?
Yes. Cheers to life.
Cheers to life. Share the rice.
All right.
Oh my God.
Who are we speaking to this morning?
Yeah, my name is Neka.
Neka. Oh. Good to have you here.
Neka.
Neka.
I'm calling from Ubeda.
Okay.
Ubeda is cool and calm with plenty of potholes here and there. We're good. Everywhere is calm.
All right, okay. That's good. How are you feeling?
Issue of technology.
Okay.
You see that thing called the same?
Yeah.
119, 229, the way they were ringing bell, and the thing would just be drawing your spirit.
Yeah.
That was how I went. So I went inside shop with my big self in 2021.
Okay.
I said I wanted to buy phone. I want something affordable, but, you know, still techy. My people brought phone for me. Even after standing there for close to 20 minutes, reading what is on the carton. I go home and I bought 3G phone. 3G phone.
Wow.
3G. I everything on the body of the carton. Well, Mr. and Mrs. Teke.
God bless you too. Wow.
Oh
now, I don't know, it was it that she didn't exactly understand what was written in the carton?
No.
She spent 20 minutes or so, or it was changed.
The package
is different from what is inside.
Or it could be inside. The packaging may make it look like it's more than what is, more larger than life. You just go on, you'll be saying searching for network.
You know, maybe one 3G, of it, oh my God, when we're looking at 5G.
And one of these days, we'll definitely talk about, we'll bring our gadgets clinic on Techie Talk, because it's something we do. We get to talk about our gadgets, how to better manage our gadgets, how to better understand these gadgets, these technological gadgets or digital gadgets. Because the truth is, nobody you may come.
That's right.
You don't know them. You understand what I'm saying? And some of these products do not do a fantastic job in explaining the functionalities of the product.
That's
and
right.
I wonder, is it because you are not sure? Because if you are sure, you should put it out there. Come on, Techie Talk. We'll help you review your gadgets. Talk about it, and people will know more about it, and they will be able to buy. Because sometimes people are sticking to what they are buying right now because they don't know about your own. And you are there thinking you are on social media, you are pushing it, they are seeing it. Worry. You understand what I'm saying? Absolutely. And that's just, I hope somebody's getting that, because that's like a lead I just gave you right there.
Hello. Good morning.
Hello, what's up?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Yeah, your godmother is on the line.
All right.
Okay.
Sweet Akigbe.
Okay.
You're welcome,
good
Madam
to have
Akigbe.
You.
Hello, Ebidane.
Thy kingdom come.
Holy you are.
Okay, holy you are.
Yeah, I'm holy now.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
My dear, you know what? The technology replacing human activity or human productivity It can never work. For instance, the Okada that is carrying you, does it go by itself? The vehicle carrying you, does it go by itself? Even when you go to where they are making biscuits, it's you people that operate the machine. So it's just to alleviate mankind from excessive suffering. God, like, you cannot trek to your place of work now. God's doing. God said, I am making all things new.
Okay.
So that hardship that will deprive calling or seeing your beauty, at least is removed.
Okay.
And then the gas used to cook instead of firewood burning the eye.
Yeah.
It's removed now. So it's the hard work of God to enable people to be born again.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Okay. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Andrea.
What's up?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Collins. I'm sorry, I'm not going to scream this WhatsApp. If you know me, I like screaming.
Okay.
Uh-huh. I mean, who gives me a run for my money when it comes to screaming WhatsApp Lagos?
Yes.
This is Sukwe Buka. I'm not going to scream because, yes, I called to say something the last time. I mean, I'm down because I can see lives being lost unnecessarily, almost on a daily basis, and it's still this bridge in Fadeyi here around that jeep, the pedestrian bridge that was removed about 5-6 years ago, in the name of being repaired, and it was removed or being replaced. So this minute, it's not replaced, and lives are being lost on a daily basis there.
Wow.
I can't stand this. I can't even take this. I mean, I can't even stick it. You see, this is my show. And unfortunately, I'm doing this. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
I'm really, really sorry. But something has to be done, please. I don't know what people will need to do about this for them to replace that bridge.
Okay,
that
the bridge.
It costs nothing.
Pedestrian bridge, where specifically?
Fadeyi.
Okay.
Everybody knows that's BLT bus stop.
Okay. All right, great. I'm sure they're listening. I'm sure they're listening. Someone's going to do something about
it. Please. And again, there are last man officials there. Mm. They are just after the downfall people, collecting money for the downfall people, and not even stopping vehicles for people to cross.
Wow.
That's the BLT bus stop. That's the last bus stop for BLT.
Okay.
People are light. People go to. You have Yabatech. You have other schools around. You have offices around. People cross left and right. People go to the island. They cross over to the other side.
All right. Thank you so much for bringing this to our notice. We appreciate you. Yeah,
you.
I know. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate. Well, more reports coming from across Lagos. You heard that. The pedestrian bridge at Fadeyi. Kiroshe Lagos. Hello, Lagos State Government. If it's one person that complains about anything, and one single Lagosian, there's a lot to deal with already. So anything a Lagosian takes seriously and complains about on national radio, I think you guys should take it seriously.
That's right.
And I want to commend so far with the reports on Ado Road, after we spoke about it, we hear that there are some changes and things are getting better on that road. We really appreciate whoever has made it possible, whether it's the estate association in those areas or whether it was the government. We don't know who did it, but whether it's a miracle, whether the tipper driver just said, let's stop this. We just want to commend whoever has made it possible for us to have relatively free flow of traffic on that road based on reports, except if there's another report negating that.
That's right. We have a few messages that I would like for us to take.
Okay.
This is coming from Timmy Dayo. From
right.
Where he says, I so much love you guys so much. What's up, Lagos? Taking easy. You're having crush on this man too much. Is it your crush? I don't understand.
Did you take what easy?
I should take it easy to crush on my own man again. Hello. Anyways, guys, I'll take one more message if time permits. Okay, time does not permit. So we're going a short break now. When we come back, we'll go straight into the conversation.
On Techie Talk,
On Techie Talk, yes.
More talk, news and sports after this. That's what the time says.
Check your time, get it right. You're live on Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info, in the heart of the African continent, Lagos, Nigeria. You are on Techie Talk with the fantastic, some say the dynamic duo, Andrea Adobe Teke.
That's right.
And my humble self. And what about my name? It's good. Let's just move on. Collins. You want me to take 2 hours to mention? Collins, okay. Take care. And we promised that we're going straight into our main talk today on Techie Talk,
that's
even
right,
as we try to find out what's going on in your neighborhood and what's happening to you. A number of hilarious messages have come in, and I think...
I can see you.
We can take a number of them. V was sending a message earlier. Which I think, I don't know which one you want to read. These messages are just cracking us up here.
So okay, so
let's take some before
Andrea,
we go into it. Mm-hmm.
This is your husband's hotness that is doing you bish bish. You may be of late, you know.
If I give you an...
Nah, sorry, debut. And she says, anything that happens now, your son's sibling, Miara.
I don't know what you're talking about, but...
We do know what she's talking about,
yes,
but that's not the case, all right? Yeah. I'm just appreciating God's... amazing work.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's indeed.
And it's just, you know,
you're appreciating your work, God's work, and your work together.
Mm-hmm. You can't say that because we are trying.
You're my stylist, first of all. You're my masseuse. You are many things you want. Anyways, let's get into a conversation today.
That's right.
Now, artificial intelligence, what we want to talk about, the rise of artificial intelligence. And that's what will be our main talk on Techie Talk today.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be several questions to ask. We'll also give you an opportunity much later on Techie Talk to share with us, for those who heard last week, share with us your recent experiences using e-hailing services. Like booking a ride and all that. We'll talk about that much later. But our artificial intelligence conversation today will take us through a journey where we'll try to find out a number of things.
Mm-hmm.
What this means, we'll try to survey people's belief on robots generally, and we'll highlight the rapid increase in artificial intelligence and robots, and also try to understand what your view is concerning this. I mean, do you get worried when you see it? Is there something that excites you that would, I mean, it's going to bring a whole massive change?
Yeah, do you think it's for the good?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the advantage.
And disadvantages,
yeah,
too. Because there are challenges. In fact, there's a report by Internet Society that also looks at what needs to be done to ensure that artificial intelligence, you know, does more good to our societies at different levels as much. Now, research has proven that computers might match or even exceed human intelligence and capabilities on tasks such as complex decision-making, reasoning, and learning.
Mm-hmm.
Now, sophisticated analysis and, you know, pattern recognition, visual acuity, speech recognition, and language translation.
Okay. Now, I said earlier that in this pandemic, right, it is somehow brought about the will I say, contactlessness,
uh-huh,
right, where people don't get humans are not doing more of the work, right?
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, in this pandemic,
relying on technology.
On technology, that's
mostly
right. So in this pandemic where human contact is less required, this seems to be a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it is actually a good thing. We're asking, is it actually a good thing in Nigeria?
Mm-hmm.
Like, would it work in Nigeria? Would it surface in Nigeria?
What role?
What role would it play?
Mm-hmm.
Are we ready for such a development in Nigeria, per se? So, yeah, those are positive things that we'll be talking about today on
the
show.
That's why today we'll be asking you, you know, what you think about the rapid increase of artificial intelligence.
Mm.
Yes, on Techie Talk. Every Wednesday is what we do. And, you know, so we hear that some concerns, of course, a number of concerns have been raised by experts concerning artificial intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them will bring them to the fore and we all can have this conversation.
Talking about robots and artificial intelligence, I came across a certain... influencer, social media influencer.
Okay.
She looks beautiful. She is just like, her roles, a social media influencer. But she's not human.
Whoa.
She's not human. She is.
Is she that's not human?
She's not human. She's 100% robot.
Wow.
But she's a brand ambassador. She influences for brands. She has a YouTube channel. Hmm. She lives the human lifestyle on social media. And she's wow. got a huge following.
Hmm.
Now, this somehow, you know, makes me feel like, yo, yeah. so does that mean that... our influencers.
They start being worried.
Robots are doing your job, right?
Mm-hmm.
Robots.
And humans are engaging robots.
Exactly. She lives a proper life.
Hmm.
I'm going to look for her handle and then just mention her handle so that you can go check her out.
Mm-hmm.
She's proper robot.
Wow.
She does everything humans do.
Hmm.
And brands patronize her. She influences for brands. She's, I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know. I saw this stuff. She's a robot. Like, you can see that this person is a robot. But she lives a normal human life.
Oh, right. Now, that also points to the fact that there's so many fears. Humans, especially those who do not totally... I mean, they're not following the trend of what's happening with artificial intelligence
mm-hmm.
around the world
mm-hmm.
and where it's headed
yeah.
in the nearest future.
That's right.
You know, during the pandemic, artificial intelligence was deployed in most countries mm-hmm. When the lockdown was
yeah.
on. So even logistics were taken yeah. care of by, you know, certain machines that were, you know, delivery robots
mm-hmm.
that would carry and deliver items,
yeah.
you know, from house to house. And that can work in some places where, you know, nobody go. Just imagine a robot in Nigeria now carrying stuff. He's going to deliver.
That's why I asked the question earlier. Will it work?
He will slap the robot.
Can it work in this society? Can it work in the typical Nigerian society?
But there are aspects of artificial intelligence that can work
yeah.
in every nation. And there are aspects of artificial intelligence that I believe that actually... probably be working right now in our society.
That's right.
Now, we'll get into finding out what this is all about. What is artificial intelligence and so that we can lay the foundation right. See, we, first of all, let's bring some statistics, you know, before we even get into that. One, first of all, in 2015, just about 10% of organizations reported that they have either, you know, already used artificial intelligence technology or would be doing so in the near future.
Mm-hmm.
That's in 2015.
That's right.
Now, let's fast forward to 2019, mm. which was last 2 years, almost like last year.
Mm.
That number rose from what? What percentage did I mention before? Very small. To 35%
mm.
of companies. Now, which means that more than one in three organizations are either using artificial intelligence or have plans to do so. Well, another representation here is that, well, this kind of like represents about an impressive, let me use that word, an impressive 270% growth in just 4 years. And most of this growth came from 2018 to 2019, during which the usage of artificial intelligence within the organization, you know, had tripled. Now, that's 2019.
I don't think that's between 2018 and 2019.
Yeah.
And the pandemic at that point wasn't even in the mix.
Uh-huh.
So looking at it right now, uh-huh. from 2019 to yep. 2021, oh my goodness.
Okay.
Now, the latest data shows that the market size of artificial intelligence was valued at, wow, $27.23 billion in 2019.
Wow. Wow.
Wow.
So, we're hearing that this figure is projected to reach $266.92 billion
by 2027. That's a lot.
If you know how to do maths, I don't want to stress you this morning because there's a lot of maths you're doing on the road already.
Yeah.
You know, calculating where the traffic will be, where it will not be. That's enough. I can't add maths of, you know, the figures to you.
Yeah.
But just for you to have an idea, if you have time, go and convert that to Naira so you have an idea of how big this is getting. Now, we hear that 54% of business executives say that their adoption of artificial intelligence within the workplace has led to boost in productivity.
Mm.
So there's another fact that is pointing to the fact that the technology of artificial intelligence
mm-hmm.
is not just helping the ease of doing things or achieving things, but it's also aiding productivity. Now, let's use one aspect. People have been resorting to virtual ways of communicating, virtual ways of meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And that technology in itself, you know, has, I mean, it's a form of artificial intelligence.
Yes.
I hope you all know.
Yes.
And that technology itself has seen increase in productivity
mm-hmm.
for organizations, even individuals.
Yeah.
I won't lie to
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
From 2020 was one of my most productive years. Mm-hmm. And most people would say that in terms of, you know, having things done, getting things done, get it done,
yeah.
like right now.
Yeah.
You know, because we didn't need to deal with a lot of traffic in most of the cases.
Mm-hmm.
People accepted virtual meetings as against coming, let's meet now, let's meet at that bar, let's meet at that place. So this helped productivity. People were able to manage time better. So from that angle, you look at it like, this thing has come to stay. So before you start thinking about artificial intelligence as robots taking your jobs, also look at it from the perspective of, you know, other aspects of artificial intelligence, like virtual meetings that we're talking about, that has the ability to help you
mm-hmm.
be more productive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We know that there's being productivity. We know that that's like the advantage part of, mm-hmm. you know, the artificial intelligence,
uh-huh.
right? But there are also negatives, right? There are also the part where we mentioned before, the contactlessness.
Yes.
And, you know, that also has reduced or has
brought... People lost their jobs.
Yeah, people losing their jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And that's also a very huge disadvantage.
Yeah.
Now, at that point where you see, you know, now I can't do what I used to do because a certain artificial intelligence or a certain robot has taken my job.
Mm-hmm.
What do you expect? Like, I still bring it back to Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
Right, I still bring, especially the robot aspect, bringing it back to Nigeria. Can such a thing come to stay?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think we are ready for such a thing? Do you think our economy is ready?
Okay, more or less, like, what aspect of artificial intelligence
can
is Nigeria ripe for?
For, exactly.
Uh-huh. There are a number of questions to ask you, personal and direct. One of them is, will you
mm-hmm.
allow an artificial intelligence robot work for you in your home? That's one. Now, what is your belief on robots? It's another question I'm asking you.
Okay.
Or we are asking.
All right.
And I'm sure Andrea's got one more question to ask you. Not sure about that. I can't wait to hear what Lagosians and Legends have to say on this. And now that you know that it's a rapid increase and there are different aspects and more countries and the organizations are adopting artificial intelligence at different levels.
Okay. So my question, right, is, you know how it can be, right? In Nigeria, we have, the people say we have just two class. We have the upper class. And the other class.
The other class. We can't say lower.
And we can't say lower.
Something lower than the lower.
You understand?
In most cases.
Right. Mm. So I want to... And you see people on the other class where we accept things or we address things.
Are you we?
Hello, hello.
Are you part of the other class?
Okay, no. They address things.
Us.
You're not serious. Okay, they address things, you know, from a different perspective. So I want to ask you right now, right? Will you appreciate it if... You walk into an organization, be the airport.
I want robots.
Wait now. Or you go to a restaurant. Or you go to a bus terminal.
Uh-huh.
And it's a robot that's attended to you, like a full, the Optimus Prime.
Uh-huh. Robot.
Robot attended to you. Like, would you appreciate it? Would you prefer that to a human being who would tell you... We're speaking your terms.
Uh-huh.
Right. Would you appreciate it? Let me even ask
because
you.
Because me?
Yeah.
First of all, I'm just picturing it, you know, walking into the place and then the robot says, maybe the robot is speaking pidgin. So welcome to our shop.
Welcome to our shop, is still.
Waiting, you want buy.
Welcome to our shop, is still English now.
No, pidgin. Pidgin English.
Yes, okay,
welcome to our shop. It's how you say it. It's not welcome to our shop.
Okay.
Welcome to our shop.
Okay. Welcome to our shop.
What do you want by?
What do you want by?
Talk quick before I slap you. Oh my! Where's the manager? Who is in charge? I was saying, who is in charge?
Right.
So the truth is, the point really is just that I don't think. Let's hear from the negotiators because I'm very sure we're not ripe. The point we're driving at is that not every technology, not every aspect of technology are we ready for. Because I'm very sure they will steal that robot. They will tell you as...
They will destroy it and they will use it for condemn. We know our people. But
condemn people carry and go and sell it. So what's this? Let's go and sell this.
Oh my goodness.
Bring your
Nigeria, my country. But anyways, we want to hear from you.
What aspect of artificial intelligence do you think we are right for? Mm-hmm. And I mean, all the questions around, let's talk about what's your understanding of artificial intelligence and generally?
All right, do hit us up 0700-993-993-993. If you're a woman, do call 01465-7190. You can drop a WhatsApp message as well. I can see a few of your messages. I'll be taking them in just a moment. Mm-hmm. 0809-597-5805.
Okay,
let's
great.
See who we have there.
Let's find out the first call on this part of Techie Talk. Hey, what's up, Lagos?
Yeah, but what's up, Lagos?
What's up?
People.
Hey, what's up, Lagos?
I have Another to call person. Back. This is Chilneka. I have to call back.
Okay, oh, welcome. All right.
Adrella, which one is Optimus Prime now?
Yeah.
If you
Bumble
see that kind of thing, you behind the counter, you don't go wrong. Anyway, for me personally,
I allow
some artificial intelligence robot per se to work for me in my home and in my workplace.
Right.
For example, I mean, all the past years, we know how much time the washing machine, the microwave,
yeah.
I mean, imagine days when your generator cannot run the washing machine because there's no power. Or your laundry is piled up.
Yeah.
You have to leave your laptop or whatever it is you're doing.
And first,
Let's say I need to select that go where tomorrow.
You see?
Wash it by hand. So you see that time now? It's gone.
Yeah. Okay.
So in a way, it's good. There is this one they even use now to clean the floors.
Yes.
You put it on, go to bed. In the morning, you're up. The floors are clean.
Yeah.
You do something else. It has to be productivity.
Yeah.
Wow.
It actually does.
That's right.
All right, you're coming from the aspect of domestic chores,
I mean, artificial intelligence in domestic chores.
In domestic chores.
Allowing them in our homes.
All right.
Okay.
On that level, but me, personally, I don't think I can stand a robot in...
Attending to you.
Whether robot or human form coming to serve me tea in the morning. That's too icky, boy.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Wow.
It's going to be scary. It made me feel like I'm not on Earth. For a bit, just that's my African mind telling you.
Okay.
You know, a bit, but you know, we need to start having this conversation because whether we like it or not,
it might just happen as soon. I mean, sooner than we think.
If it be next year, they'll just hear that none of this old. More calls coming in. We're also live on Facebook. You can drop your comments there. We're looking at the rise of artificial intelligence. Now, you know, it is said to be a rapidly advancing technology, which is made possible by the internet, and it may soon have significant impacts if it doesn't already have that already on us. We have Val on the road. On
the line. Hello, Val.
What's up, Lego?
What's up?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Wow, how are you doing?
We're good.
Great.
We're good.
Wonderful topic.
Thank you.
For me, you know, there are merits and demerits with this, right?
Yeah, that's right.
For me, I'm looking at military intelligence, like in terms of warfare.
Okay.
Border security, internal security, like at different border points, interstate, bushes and all that.
Yeah.
Then in terms of services, like for utility services.
Yeah.
Okay. Like things that are very critical to... the entire citizenry, not just individuals, but
that's
as
right.
a unit, like a state, a community, a local government, like power. Okay, we should, in terms of generation and transmission of power, we should be efficient and effective in those areas. Supply of water and all that. Then, like roads and all those things, repairs of roads, maintaining cables and all those kind of stuff. You know, airports, different places, areas where we can deploy technology for intelligence and all those stuff.
Okay.
Now, in terms of domestic, I would say, for me, I would say no. I would say prefer the human. I would say prefer the human effort. Do little assistance, but I would say prefer the human effort because sometimes, you know, these things, they malfunction. They are not...
they don't have human affection.
Yes, they always malfunction. At the point in time, they will malfunction.
Okay.
The way they malfunction, it could be detrimental to the individual that is closest to them.
Okay.
And it could also result to other destructive tendencies. Okay. But you know our people.
Yeah.
Our people can just go and tamper out wire. connect Wi-Fi. Okay. Kind of
all right.
Well, I want to ask a question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Wouldn't power be critical, like supply of power? Some of them would need powered batteries.
Yes.
Or
internet itself.
Supply of power, yes. To internally generate their own power to sustain them. Mm. So when we don't have consistent power,
light.
We can just dry up down now to make them malfunction.
Mm. That's back to saying that we aren't exactly ready for that.
We are not completely ready.
Completely. All right.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much for your contribution. I think I like the part he mentioned about the military aspect, security, you know, border security and things like that. I mean, the rise, the insecurity in the country is massive. And having that, I mean, if we can inculcate that into the system, it would go a long way.
Hmm.
I'll keep it that way.
Well, the truth is... this conversation is not, it sounds like, where are we heading to, where are we talking to? The point is for us to also find out where we are as far as this is concerned. Mm-hmm. Technology, I keep repeating this.
Yeah.
Not every technology is for you.
Mm-hmm.
Just like not every technology is for the nation.
That's right.
Each country should adopt or
what
works for
mm-hmm.
them
mm-hmm.
based on what. Based on level
they are.
Yeah.
Because
this robot of, that's why one time I say in the airport, robots will attend to people.
Yeah.
you don't want to hear what Nigerians said about that. You know, it's not about innovation. When it comes to innovation, let me mention that most of the top innovators as far as artificial technology is concerned on the African continent, most of them are Nigerians.
Okay.
We have several competitions where Nigerians have led with their innovations.
Yeah.
You know, even young kids,
mm-hmm.
you know, a number of people have been talking and training people on this. So if it comes to the technical know-how, when it comes to the brains, we don't lack.
Yes.
Now, the question is, are the generality of our society, where are we in terms of understanding how technology works? I see anywhere. We're just, if you bring, no, it's true. Because a few people could just gather at conferences and talk about these things as if that's where we are generally.
How many percentage of people attend such conferences that, you know, they're going to teach
understand.
You and exactly and understand what, you know, these technologies and what have you. How many, what's the percentage of people of Nigerians that will be present at such places and, you know, would know what to say and know how? You know.
Absolutely. We need to go for that break that is necessary.
That's
and then after that, you listen to the headline news. And then
and you'll be back with us.
We're back with us. We'll continue on this. The rise of artificial intelligence right here on Techie Talk with the Techers. Good morning, Yvonne again. Thank you. But I was going to ask you, you know, we're talking about artificial intelligence. First of all, I heard in the news, I mean, you in the newsroom must have heard this. We hear that at some point, the Nigerian government said that they set out strategies to reap from the potential 60 million jobs, you know, predicted to be created globally through emerging technologies of artificial intelligence and robotics. And that's the Minister of Communication and Digital Economy, that's Issa Pantami, stated this one time while inaugurating the National Center for Artificial Intelligence and Robotics in Abuja. So there's a center. And of course, most young Nigerians in that center are some of the brightest brains. But they said they're going to key into the 60 million jobs that artificial intelligence would create. Do you believe that? That's enough answer,
said,
though. I heard you loud and clear.
Colin, that's all I can say.
Thank you.
Okay,
thank
great.
You, Yvonne.
Thank you so much, Yvonne, for that. Now, the way the government talks about some things, we're going to key into, you ask them how. They don't idea. How? One of the major challenges when it comes to artificial intelligence in Nigeria is that, in technology generally, is education. People do not know.
No, that's right.
People just have an idea of what technology really is. People, it had to take a lot of people to understand that even your blender, the one you used to use with your hand before, the upgrade from hand blender manual to the electric one is some improvement in technology, and the technology keeps improving and keep moving. And that's why right now countries around the world are talking about artificial intelligence.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned where we are at the moment, if we're actually ready for it. And just before we went on the break, we're talking about the fact that just very few people, if there was a conference right now saying that, okay, Nigeria's come on, let's talk to you about artificial intelligence, let's educate you on, you know, this technologies and what have you, just a very few people, just a very few people would turn up. And, you know, even those people who turned up for the event or for the conference, very few people, let me say it, a few percentage, would actually have a full grasp of, you know, what these technologies are about.
That's right.
I really would say that, you know, sometimes you want to say it's because some of us, we are not techie. Some people are techie, while some people are not techie. But I think that we should get to the point where we don't necessarily have to be interested or necessarily have to be a tech mind for us to know that very little technologies are technologies that are for our benefits or know how to operate them.
That's right. As small as our mobile phones are, there are a lot of people who are underutilizing their mobile phones. That's not because, first of all, we don't have the habit of reading manuals.
Yeah.
So, you know, even your TV set is a smart TV. You don't know that you could actually connect on the internet to it. You could use it. Or you don't care because you feel like, I beg, I just want a simple life. You cannot not want a simple life because, you know,
we're moving from simple life these
you
days.
Are educating yourself by using the technology. You educate yourself. Anyways, what is the simplest way to put artificial intelligence for someone who's out there saying, what is this they're talking about today? How would you describe artificial intelligence? Well, the simplest term is of artificial intelligence refers to systems or machines that mimic human intelligence. All right, systems or machines that mimic human intelligence to perform tasks that can, you know, improve themselves based on the information they collect. Now, artificial intelligence manifests in a number of forms, so it's not just one. Let me mention, I'll mention a few examples already. There is chatbots, you know, which use artificial intelligence to understand customers' problems faster and provide more efficient answers. So there are a lot of companies using all this. And there's also intelligent assistants, which people use artificial intelligence, you know, as intelligent assistants, all right? So what this does is it kind of like, it parses critical information from large free text databases to improve scheduling. So these are things that before now, the process to get it done, I'm sure techies will be like, wow, this. And then there's also, you know, another form, which is, of course, recommendation engines that can provide automated recommendations for, you know, things like radio shows, TV shows, or users' viewing habits and all that. There are a lot of... artificial intelligence pretty much is a part of our life so much such that we don't even, are not even aware. So that's what we're asking. What form do you think Nigeria is ripe for? And what should we be doing to improve, to key into the 60 million jobs that will be created, are being created on a daily basis? I mean, as we move on, you know, between now and the shortest time possible around the world, how can Nigerians key into it? One thing about technology, when jobs are available for technology, and I mean technology-driven jobs are available, it's not for, it doesn't matter where you're located.
Yeah.
So if your citizens are more informed technologically, all right, they would stand a better chance to tap into those job opportunities.
Okay.
I mean, what I said right now, it's like a blueprint that, you know, government should carry. If your people know how to operate technology better,
yeah,
they stand a chance to even get opportunities that are available, technological opportunities, digital opportunities that are available globally. It's not, they are borderless. There's borderlessness. That's what technology has brought. So because of that, it is smart for you to be technologically informed and not move with the pace of the nation where you live in. Ah, don't leave me.
I won't leave you. And leaving you.
So, guys, let's get to hear from what Lagosians are saying.
All right, to call us up 0700-993-993-993. We have... Oh, okay. Sorry. Hello.
Hello. What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Mr. Collins and Andre, take
it. What's up?
Welcome.
How are you guys doing?
We're doing fine.
Honestly, I was just laughing when you guys were talking about artificial intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
For me, Nigeria still had a very long
way to go. Okay, all right.
You know what?
Okay.
In Nigeria here, we are the ones that eat pandemium.
Mm-hmm.
It took Chinese to come here, study our pattern, go back and come out with yam pounder. They don't eat yam. They don't pound the yam. But they did it specifically for us. They came back here, studied our pattern, discovered we don't have light.
Yeah.
Went back and came back with rechargeable fan.
Yes.
So when I look at some of these things, it just keeps me wondering where we want to be. We are good in copying. But unfortunately, this very technology is not the one we can easily copy because we have to lay down a lot of foundations.
Mm-hmm.
Starting from the school. The school system here.
Yeah.
Using artificial intelligence, you are going to lose a lot of job at the same time, gain different kinds of skills.
Yes, yeah, that's right.
So,
that's right.
And you can only achieve this through your educational system.
That's right.
Many Nigerians, in fact, a higher percentage of Nigerians are not even computer literate.
That's right.
Yes. Exactly. So you may even buy the machines and you don't have anybody
to use it.
They'll sell it as crap.
That's the thing, Mr. Collins. So for me, if at all we want to look into it, looking at insecurity in Nigeria these days, the food scarcity, I think if we can invest in it in terms of agriculture,
okay,
will be a very good thing. Yes.
Yeah, that's
Local
right.
Okay.
That's
income,
right.
Yes.
That's right.
We see what's going on there. So if we invest it in the agriculture, I think we are going in the right direction.
Okay.
Then you have to make the Federal Institute. I remember in the past, PRODA. I don't know whether such organizations still exist. They actually do a lot of things then, but now I don't hear about PRODA anymore. So I don't know which way Nigeria.
Thank you so much. You've made a lot of sense.
So we can adopt in agricultural. Yeah. I agree. Instead of our mamas using hoe and using.
I mean, we've gone past that. What's it called now?
That level of famine,
right? We've gone past that level. But, you know, it would only make a lot of sense if there's a lot more development, introduction of new technologies in that regard. Mm-hmm. And just like what she said in the agriculture sector, it would make a lot of sense.
That's right, it would.
A lot of sense.
Well, Ebuka Oshiomhole is on standby, but I want to throw in this question. Can machine do the work of human beings?
Thank God you asked the question because I was going to say something in that regard. But we have Ebuka from Shomolu.
Let's hear from Ebuka first.
Hi, Ebuka.
What's up? What's up, Lagos?
What's up? 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 What's up?
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes.
Share the rice.
Share the rice.
Oh my God.
Oh man, Jess.
Yeah, call me Savendra.
What's up? How are you doing this morning?
I'm fine now. I wasn't fine when I called in earlier.
Oh yeah.
But I'm okay now.
All right.
Happy to know that.
Yeah, I'm okay.
Okay.
To the topic proper,
yes,
I can assure you that even if you put a robot in your sitting room to work for you, kidnappers will come and kidnap that robot. I'm sure you know.
shots fired.
No, I talk of even sending it out. I mean, I've been found on it.
It will miss.
Anyway, they'll kidnap it one time.
I am on them.
They won't kidnap human beings anymore. They'll kidnap robots now. I mean, it's good. I mean, it's welcome. Years back, I remember I was a civil servant. I mean, if you know the banking system then, go to the bank, they open ledgers for you, search for your name before they can even pay you. We carry files in the offices then, way back. And then when computers were introduced, people were like, they will lose their jobs and all what. And today is working wonders. You know, it's working wonders today, making a lot of things a lot easier. You go to the bank now before the punch system. I mean, your name is out. You do what you want to do in minutes. I mean, you're out.
Yes.
But just, we all know the environment is not conducive yet, but we'll get there. I know. Yeah. I mean, you don't have power, electricity. You don't have a lot.
you know. But I know it's a welcome development. If at all it's going to happen, okay. It will take time. But if it happens, I mean, we're all going to enjoy it.
Okay.
But Collins, I mean, Keke, let me just quickly pass a message to you. I'm sorry, please.
Go ahead.
Someone sent me here. They won't be happy if I don't pass this message.
All right.
They sent me earlier. They said I should thank you guys. I mean, this is Mr. and Mrs. Smart.
Okay.
They are my friends.
Okay.
Married. But we're having serious issues a long time.
Wow.
Today, they are the best now. They've come back courtesy of Keke. The
wow. Keke,
I mean, yeah, I couldn't listen to your show.
God.
And they sent me this because they couldn't call. They said they can't afford to call in, but I should pass a message.
Wow.
So when I called in earlier, they were listening. They weren't happy. They called me back to say, look, you don't say anything about what we sent you. So that's what I want to share. Thank you very much, I mean, for doing something in their lives.
Thank you.
God bless you. Thank
God
you.
Bless you.
Thank
too.
You, Ebuka. God
oh
bless
my
you,
God.
Man.
Wow, this show is over.
Let's sign off. Let's sign off.
Oh, my God. Man, that made my day. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
We're so each other. So
what? What?
So now I'm hearing you as if I'm not talking. Sometimes I'm talking. I hope you hear me. You.
Yeah, a lot. We hear each other, yes. Oh my God.
Wow.
Wow.
Thank you so much.
Wow.
Mending homes. Mending homes.
Yeah, that's coming soon.
Absolutely.
That's
I mean,
soon.
We have something special dedicated to couples.
Yeah.
The truth is, every day of my life, I find one person complaining about their marriage, complaining about something about their relationship. It seems people have lost faith in themselves such that they don't know how to make things work anymore. And that's why we're happy when you hear such thing that,
yeah.
You know, from us messing around here, you know, people are getting
together.
Blessed.
Absolutely. Wow.
That's the idea.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
Mrs. Salami is calling from Akute.
Hi, Mrs. Salami.
Hi.
What's up? Don't move. Just mention your account number. Don't worry, we'll go on air. Yes. So. Yes, go ahead. Wait, hold on, first of all. You could tell us so that we'll just settle the matter right now. Because some. Fantastic. So, all right, okay, we're getting set for that. So. So, what bank? What bank, first of all? Okay. Okay, try and get it so that we can get it and settle it. No. Because it's good. Yeah, mention it so we can write it down. I think that's what we need. All right. Mention it. Mm-hmm. Okay. You want to text it? Sorry, let someone get it. You see, someone's going to talk to you now, Miss Salami. Just hand up there. Someone will talk to you. I thought we could do it quickly. But let's move on now. Apologies, guys. We have to. It's always distracting when you have people come on and say, I didn't get my this. But in most cases, because some other people, they'll just hear. They'll say, I'm the one that won on the show. When did you win? I'm the one that. So we need to confirm properly before we get it. I think we'll fix that.
Yeah, we apologize, Mrs. Salami.
Yeah.
But I'm sure that Rio has gotten his.
Sure.
He has gotten
his. To see.
He has gotten
his. You know, but it's fine, Ario. Right. That's okay. So,
right. You asked a question earlier. You were talking. You said, "Can robots do human jobs?
Every year, no, take over human jobs.
Can that happen?
Mm-hmm.
For me personally, I don't.
Or
think,
machines. Mm-hmm.
I really don't think it can totally.
What?
Well, not anything can happen. But you know, I want to. Okay, let me share this. Right. I'm a huge fan of this particular cartoon.
Thanks to Zane.
Thoughts, right?
Mm-hmm.
On Disney. And that particular, I remember that particular episode, these flyers, they were to deliver, what they do is they deliver babies to their parents, right? And this person came, this professor came, and he says he wants to, he constructed or he developed a a machine, a robot that was going to do their jobs, that is to deliver these babies to their parents, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now this happened and they were scared that they were going to lose their jobs. They were all scared. That's the all the flyers were scared that they were going to lose their jobs. And, you know, that went on. Just two junior flyers, Pip and Freddy. Yeah. So Pip and Freddy went all the way, saying they were going to do it on behalf of the rest of the flyers.
Okay.
And everybody still feeling scared that they wouldn't be able to meet up. They got to the track and it was time for them to fly. Now, what was programmed in the mind of the robot that was to deliver the baby was to deliver the baby, straight up, nothing else. Now, when they started the journey, something happened to the child, one of the babies that the robot was carrying. I think the baby's pacifier fell off.
Okay.
And the baby was crying, looking for this pacifier.
Okay.
But this human, I mean, the I don't call them human. I mean, the other flyers, they were not robots, saw that the baby was in distress and needed to attend to the baby, right? But this robot was all about, I need to deliver the baby, I need to deliver the baby. And when he was not able to deliver the baby, he started malfunctioning and, you know, caught fire and, you know, went bad, exactly. Mm. Now, these flyers were able to deliver the baby and on their way back, they had to carry this robot back, you know, to the station. And, you know, they were, everybody, all of the other flyers were excited that at this time, they didn't lose their jobs. Now, what I'm trying to say is, the robot could not feel, could not detect the emotion of the baby, could not feel, could not show affection. All that was programmed in the mind of the robot was to get the job done. So with that, I really do not think that robots can be affectionate. I don't accept it's possible to program it.
I mean, but, you know, with the programming car off, even human being that is programmed by God.
Exactly. We sometimes
see the off.
Fall out. Exactly. We sometimes, you know, just. So I really don't think
it should be a worry.
Yeah.
That aspect of you taking a job.
I wanted to even say, some people would say that they prefer having a robot as a maid in the house than having a human maid in the house. Now, how, when something is going bad, for instance, there's an explosion or maybe the gas is leaking and, you know, there's a spark somewhere and it's caught fire. Now, a human being can easily run to, you know, put water in it.
I know what to do.
I know what to do, right? Except the robot is programmed that, okay, when you perceive something like this, dude, but how many coding and programming do you want to give one robot?
Oh.
Right. So this is just me thinking from my own perspective.
And that's a fact because, of course, robots cannot necessarily identify emotional needs of those they are serving, like you said.
Yeah.
And that's a fact. And then also another thing we need to bring to the fore, because people say these, you know, people just take technology hook, line, and sinker. You need to identify what aspect of technology works for you.
Okay.
Has anyone thought of the, you know, average cost of a robot? Average cost of a robot that would, you know, depending on an average cost, is about $25,000. So they said the system, that's not all. Say, typically, robots used to cost half of the new price, the new robot. So, of course, and that half is about $25,000. And between $25,000 and $40,000, an estimate. Now, we hear that the systems, that's for the robot itself. Now, the systems and application components will cost between $50,000 and $75,000. So before you start shouting, you know, you can get a robot, remember that for a robot to be functional, is that cost effective? I beg, how much minimum wage? What is the strike? Nigeria Labour Congress is embarking on a strike starting today. And the union is saying the protest is to go against the move by the National Assembly to remove national minimum wage from the exclusive to the concurrent legislative list. So that means to give states to contribute, to negotiate how much with their unions or their workers, how much they want to be paying. And guys, mind you, there have been worries of now 30K minimum wage that we have not still implemented totally.
Fully, yeah.
So, you know, being realistic, in as much as we aspire for the best of technology, we should also look at, like one of the callers said, what needs to be done for us to enjoy every single technological innovation that humans get to bring to the fore every year and every now and then.
All right, we have phone calls. We have people calling. Hello. Right, do call us back. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Hi, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
I've been calling forever.
Are you serious? You made it.
993-993 is now having a ringing tone. Are you
serious?
No, that's AI for you.
Okay.
You know, if we think about this, Bamidele from Ujudubega.
Okay, oh, great to have you, Bamidele.
All right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You see, if we think about this AI thing, it's not just about the robots and taking jobs away and everything. Yeah.
Yeah. That's right.
And I think you are thinking about it in terms of robots alone. And
No. We are not. Have you been following us?
Yeah, very well, from the beginning.
But that's not
but
what we've
I'm
been
just saying. I just want to make a comment on that. Like, right. How much was computer 50 years ago, 20 years ago?
Yeah.
And how cheap is it now?
That's right.
You know, the age of AI that we are going into, it is even not near its full potential yet.
Yeah.
At all. So we are getting, like, it's into our lifestyle. We should not look at it as just about the other side, domestic and whatnot. Mm. You know, can you tell me, you know, the entire street of Lagos more than Google Maps?
Uh-huh.
You know, the language, the translation,
yes, exactly.
The auto speech,
even
the deep fake technology that is used these days that can replace your identity.
Mm. That's right.
Even in fitness, we should look at it down to apps. Mm-hmm. There are apps that can train you better than a fitness pressure.
That's right.
It is meant to make our life easier, but the fear is it's going to take too many jobs away. Like, how many people are on the bank counter these days?
Uh-huh.
And when last did you use the post office?
Uh-huh.
And the other interesting part about it is, you know, it is now into our lifestyle. Like, if you are reading with Amazon Kindle, there's a camera on it that reads you. Mm. So you are reading the book. Now the book is reading you. It tells how fast you are reading, how slow you are reading, knows whether you are smiling or frowning, and knows the type of book to suggest to you.
Mm-hmm.
YouTube knows the kind of song to suggest to you.
Spotify
knows.
Yeah.
And if you look into the future, you know, we are still running democracy in Nigeria, hopefully. Some countries are running autocracy alongside. Very soon we'll be into cyberocracy.
Hmm.
You know, like they say, nobody can know you more than yourself. But we are getting to the age where technology is even knowing us more than ourselves.
Absolutely.
Now, we are getting to technology where, you know, there are self-driving cars. And each self-driving car is carrying like maybe 10 passengers.
Yes.
And it's about to eat a little child. The car is being trained to think whether to crush that little child or to waste the 10 people in the car. Now, government with social media, technology, and social engineering can start knowing how people feel, what they think.
Absolutely.
Sometimes the status we post on the Facebook and all, our feeling, our fantasy. Sometimes even on social media, we say, what's your zodiac sign? Everything that goes even into our own personal psychology. So, all these are the little AI and research. There is even the research that was carried out on Facebook to say, if 3 people reacted on your Facebook, Facebook knows you as your friend, can predict you as a friend.
Mm-hmm.
If 10 people as family, if more than that as your wife, even to some point as yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And it's at the stage of data gathering now. In China, you know, if you cross without using the zebra, there's a full body imagery that can capture you and shame you on the billboard. You know, shame is a big deal over there. So it's going into all our life.
That's right.
Even most of the loan companies now, they are now using AI and data science. I'm a software engineer. Mm-hmm. So we built a loan application for a company. First thing is to allow you to read your SMS and your phone contact. So if you are reading your SMS and there's a lot of betting, you know, you're a gambler. So in 2 minutes, it can practically predict if you're eligible. If you fill your application to say you collect 150K per month, and at the end of the month, the alert that is dropping on your phone is less than that, it can know. And if it's reading into your phone contact, it can read to say, you know, most of us save our intimate people with my mother, my sister. That's why they can call them to say, hello, your person is going off. You know, and to say whether robots can do everything we are doing, we are not even near the potential. You know, there is 3D printing out now. You can print your house, just give the floor plan to the 3D printer, and it prints the house out. There are many 3D printed houses now. Before, we can't say, how can you print your house?
And so I'll just make a summary of it. The point is, you know, we need to start embracing technology, and we need to start seeing how this is fitting into our lifestyle.
That's right.
And anybody that is in a business now should think about reinventing themselves in the next 5 years.
That's right.
Or in the next 10 years, because technology is going to change so many things.
That's right.
ATM is not, it's going to even be into thumbprinting. It's already here. There are some ATM with thumbprint.
That's right. Well, we need to go on a quick break now. He's made the point, of course, valid points there. And that's the truth. I've said this thing before now that you don't have the choice to say you are not techie. Everyone is techie. Whatever you do, whether you're a pepper seller, you're a techie pepper seller. Whatever you do, there must be tech involved in it if you want to survive in this present day reality and the future that's yet to come.
It's scary.
It is scary.
It's really scary. You mentioned Pepe Stella.
Yes. Everybody, anything you do, there must be tech. There's tech involved in it. Find out about it and know more. And explore.
We'll talk more about that. We have to go on a short break at the moment. Just stay with us. It's What's Up Lagos with the Techies.